Welcome everybody, Shia number 1026. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbaran Zisal, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, the Rafu Shalema Sara Fega Baslein, Chaman, the Rafu Shalema Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudis. Getting back to our Malacha of Machaba, extinguishing a fire. Okay, we were in the middle of talking about last time various different inyanim in reference to opening up a door, opening up a window near a candle, near Shabbos candles, near Hanukkah candles, and so on. So again, our simon that we're doing right now is simon reish ayin zayin in Hilchas Shabbos. Shaloi ligroim kiboy haner. The title is one should be careful not to cause a candle to go out in various different ways. So I just want to talk about another issue which he brings down from again from the Sefer Shaina Halachas. Again, it's a short version from the Mishabura Bir Halacha Sharetzi and Shulchan Aruch and so on. So he says like this: Ner in Gimel Oiz Gimel Ner Hakavua Badelas Atzmai. What a Ner. A candle that's on the door itself. We'll soon see an example that I've come across, but this is an example we don't have too much, but a candle that's on a door itself. In other words, I have a door, and the back of the door, there's a candle. In the old days, they used to have this, right? So what's going on? When I open the door, when I close the door, and let's say it's an oil candle, which we've been talking about. So when I close the door and I open the door, it's going to swish around the oil. It's going to bring either the oil closer, bring it further. So then it's a problem because you can't open and you can't close, because by opening the door and closing the door again, you're swishing around the oil. Same thing like we said by the table. When you move the table and you have leichter that have oil in it, right? You have a Shabbos candles that have or that somebody lights with oil. It's a problem because of the fact that you, besides the muktzah pot, you're swishing around the oil. It comes closer to the candle. It makes it burn better, which will be maver, moves away from the candle, is mechaba, extinguishing. Even though the fire doesn't go out, it goes away from the candle, it makes the candle burn weaker and less. So then he goes on to say, he explains, so how do we work this? What do? I can't go in and out of my house. So if somebody does it slowly, I'll open the door very slowly, I'll close it very slowly. How slow that it's not a psikresh. In other words, it won't automatically swish the oil. You do it very slowly that it doesn't move the oil, or kamat doesn't move the oil, then it will be mutter. Okay, then he says, v'chein im hu ner. So that's all with it, if it's a ner, if it's a candle that the wick is in oil. But what about a regular candle? V'chein im hu ner shel shava, also a wax candle. V'chelev, which we don't have today, fats, whatever. But let's say a regular wax candle would be mutter. Ella, but when would it not? In other words, if I have a wax candle on the door, that would be mutter. Ella, but it would be usher in one case. Ella im kein hu beinyan sheyesh locha she'ali de apsichavan ila yich be'elagamri. In other words, if you're afraid when you close the door, you're going to put it out, right? Then that's a problem that you can't do. But as far as the question of lighting better with oil swishing around, there's no oil. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. I know by myself, we have this thing that you keep certain things inside. Some people light the leichter on a table or sometimes in other words, it's on a table, a separate table. Not sometimes the candles are not on the table itself. Sometimes it's on a buffet. Sometimes it's on a sideboard. Whereby the question is, a lot of times people have sidurim, they have benchers and these type of things. I know by us we have that. And whereby I'll take off a sitter or I'll be mishtamish with this sideboard or with this buffet and I'm going to use it back and forth. It might shake a little bit the buffet, the table, shake the sideboard, whereby if it's oil, it could be a problem. If it shakes too much and then there's oil, my leichter, my Shabbos candles are in oil, so now if it's shaking, it's a problem because, again, it's going to swish the oil, bring it closer or bring it far away. But if I have a regular candle, right, a regular wax candle, my leichter is regular wax candles, right, so then we say it's not a problem as far as As far as burning better or burning worse. There's no oil. It's just plain simple wax. If you know that there's a problem, like we said, of whereby if I do certain movements, it's going to put out the candle, okay, that you can do. But just as far as the, if I have to take something off or put something on it, I might shake the table. Again, I'm not getting into the muksa part where we're moving the whole buffet. That's not the issue. The issue is I'll take something off, put something on, and it's a little bit shaky, right? So if it's just plain candle, so then it will not be a problem. But if it's oil and it's too shaky, that would be a problem because again, the oil comes closer, oil goes further away. But regular candles, and you have to make use of that buffet or whatever. Sometimes there's shelving inside. Sometimes, like we said, there's sidurim. Sometimes people keep a sfarim underneath or something like that. And sometimes it is a little bit shaky. I know we have that such a thing like that. So one should know if wax candles would be fine according to what we're saying now. But oil candles could be a problem if it becomes too shaky, whereby if it's psikrei, every time you're taking something out of the buffet, you know, you're shaking the thing, and then it's she's swishing around the oil. That becomes a problem. Now, just a side issue, which is we're not getting into right now, Hilchas Moksa, but he does bring down right now on the spot, obviously from the Mishbura and so on, does the Shayna Halachas. What about the question of, we spoke about if the candle's on the door. So we know there's Halachas of Bosses, right? In other words, if something is on something else, we have to talk about, obviously, this all in Hilchas Moksa, if it was put there on purpose, not on purpose, Shachach, not Shachach, okay. But be it as it may, if it's on, there's a candle on the door, it could be that the door is a Boss, it's a foundation for the candle, and maybe I can't move the door because of the fact that I'm not allowed to move something whereby muksa is on, if it was put there with intent, which we'll have to see how that works. So could I open the door because the candle's on the door? Let's say a regular candle, right? We understand oil because that's a problem. Secretion, it's going to swish the oil. But I have a regular candle, right? A regular wax candle. Is that a problem of muksa? So he says, Ve'ein isra betiltul hadelus. There's no problem with moving the door out to muksa. Mishum haner hamuksa kavua, right? Lefi wa. We don't say that a door of a house is a bosses, becomes a foundation to a candle. Because obviously we understand that the door is more chashiv. In other words, the door is not bottled to the ner. The ner is bottled to the door. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, which we're going to see with the halachas of muksa when it comes to a house or sometimes a refrigerated door, you have a small little thing, but we're going to see how these things work. Sometimes something is hooked onto a door, but the door of a house doesn't become a foundation to muksa. Okay. Now, he does end off, he does say that the Yerushalmi, there is a Yerushalmi that's machmer bezelim, ela imken shachach, unless somebody forgot it there, like we said, okay, we'll have to see those halachas when we get to it. But in general, we do say that the door of a house does not become a bosses if on something like this, like a nair or something hanging on the door itself. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue next time. We want to go into some more halachas in these in Yanim. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha, Kol Tov.